أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, we're going to look at حروف المقطعات area. Now remember, those are the 29 chapters that begin with a unique letter combination, sort of abbreviated. 14 letters of the Arabic alphabet are used out of the 28 in 14 different combinations. And today we're going to start to look at Ra'at place. And Ra'at place are all those chapters, there's six of them, which begin with Alif, Lam, Ra. And today we're looking at Surah Yunus, which is Surah number 10. It has 109 ayat. It's a Makki Surah. And it's the first of the Ra'at section, and it speaks of the book. Now, it takes its name from Ayah 98, which is the only ayah which mentions Prophet Yunus. And yet, the surah is titled Yunus. And here Allah says, فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسَ لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَى حِينٍ. So he's asking a question, was there not a town which should believe? So their belief, their iman would have profited them, but the people of Yunus, when they believed, Allah says, we removed the punishment and disgrace of the world's life, and we gave them sustenance. So they started off as a very defiant people, but after Prophet Yunus left, they did believe, and the punishment was overturned. So they heeded his message and were spared destruction. The focus of the surah is on three things. That the Quran has a divine origin. There's the inevitability of accountability. That means there will be a day of resurrection when we will be accountable for everything we do, we think. And it's never too late to accept the truth. It's phenomenal. Six sections. So it begins with the confirming the divine origin of the Quran, admonishing the Makkans who accuse the Prophet of fabricating it and being a magician. And it also asserts Allah as the master who created with a purpose and only accepts intercessors with his permission. Mission. There's a lot of about false intercessors in this surah. The central ayah is ayah 2, where Allah says, أَكَانَ لِلنَّاسِ عَجَبًا أَنْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ أَنْذِرَ النَّاسَ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنَّ لَهُمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ كَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ مُّبِينٌ. What? Are they amazed, or is it strange to them that we reveal to a man from amongst themselves, saying, warn people, give good news to those who believe, that they have a footing of firmness with their Rabb. And those who cover up the truth will say, this is definitely clear magic. The second section from Ayah 7 to 23 looks at those who defiantly deny accountability versus those who believe. So you find those who deny accountability defiantly ask for punishment because they feel they're in control. They deny their own nature of submitting to divinity. And another characteristic is in Ayah 12. He says, when afflicted, even those who cover up the truth incline towards Allah. But as soon as they're safe, they forget. He says, وَإِذَا مَصَّ الْإِنسَانَ الظُّرُّ. When affliction touches a human being, دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ. He calls on us, whether he's lying on his side, أَوْ قَائِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا, whether he's sitting or standing. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ذُرَّهُ. But when we remove his affliction, مَرَّ كَأَلَّمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ذُرِّمْ مَصَّ. It is as though he has never called on us on account of the affliction that touched him. And then in section 3, the Day of Judgment, how the human being will meet his actions. He says in Ayah 30, هُنَالِكَ تَبْلُو كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا أَصْلَفَتْ وَرَدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ وَذَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. Every soul will be acquainted, will meet with what it has sent before, and they shall be brought back to Allah, and what they devised, what they plotted, will not escape from them. Section 4 asserts the legitimacy of the Quran. There's a challenge to those who cover up the truth. In Ayah 38, he says, فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ. If you think he has forged it, bring a chapter like this. وَادْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And invite those whom you call besides Allah if you are truthful. And there's an assertion of the certainty of accountability. So in other words, in this section, Allah says, human beings are unjust to themselves. No ransom will be accepted on the day of Qiyamah. It is He who causes life and death. And my favorite ayah of the surah in ayah 57, where he says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings, kad ja'atkum maw'idhatum min rabbikum. There has come to you from your Rabb a maw'idha, an admonition from your Rabb. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a healing for what is in your heart. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it is a guidance and a mercy for those who believe. My goodness, it's this book. Just recite it. Everything will be okay. The surah then in section 5 recounts the stories of the prophets Nuh and Musa and other previous prophets. And unlike any of them, the people of Prophet Yunus heeded the warning of their prophet and averted punishment. And finally, it ends with an exhortation to the Makkans that it's not too late to accept the truth. And to all of us, and it's step by step. In ayah 106, he says, number one, وَلَا تَدْعُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَأُكَ وَلَا يَذُرُّكَ. Do not call other than Allah those that can neither benefit you nor harm you. In ayah 107, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If Allah should afflict you with harm, there is none to remove it but He. وَإِن يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. And if He intends good to you, none will be able to take away this grace. And then he says in ayah 108 that human beings have a free will in choosing guidance or going astray. He says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. Say, O human beings, قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. The truth has come from your Rabb. فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِي. Whoever follows the truth, he has gone aright. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ, who has gone astray, فَإِنَّمَا يَذِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. He's gone astray for himself. وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. And I am not a custodian over you. And finally, an invitation. وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ. Follow what is revealed to you. وَاصْبِرْ. Have patience. Persevere and have patience. حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ. Until Allah gives judgment. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And He is the best of judges. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq to accept the truth and to follow it. And it doesn't matter where we are in our lives. He says it is never too late. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.